Room 16. After passing through a long sequence of rooms of a typical Unsin regime layout, the visitor is amazed by the unexpected change of the solid boss Kurecha. When it was created, it would have been known as a village room or room of delights. A delightful place that recreates a natural setting. This decoration is typical of rooms created in Bologna between the end of the 18th century and the beginning of the 19th century. In the past, interior decoration had often used nature as a stylistic motif, inventing open-air settings, enclosed spaces. For example, Leonardo's innovative Room of Niasse, inside the Castello Sforzesco, or the airy arbor created by Correggio for the Room of St. Paul in Parma, which later inspired Parmigianino and Fontanellato. And finally the Loggia at the Villa Farnesina in Rome, by Raphael. However, these were isolated cases, not expressions of a widespread taste which became fashionable at the end of the 18th century, especially in Bologna's patrician residences, as well as the Galleria or the monumental staircase. Among the most important village rooms are those in Palazzo Ercolani and in Palazzo Aldini Sanguinetti, now the seat of Bologna's International Music Museum. In these cases, the rooms open on outside gardens, creating an even more powerful illusion. The present room was decorated by Vincenzo Martinelli, who painted the landscapes, and Giuseppe Valiani, who executed the figures. The room was completed at the end of the 18th century, perhaps as part of a restoration project when the former private apartments of the Cardinal Legate were made into the seat of the new directory. The space is enclosed by an airy arbor of intertwined climbing plants, which form a cupola, held up by light partitions, with banisters all around. Views of the countryside alternate among spaces with fountains, branches, garlands and vine shoots. This mix of green plants and rococo incrustations recall the look of an English garden. The combining of different styles was unavoidable in this period of transition from traditional Baroque decoration to newer fashions. In later decades, Baroque decorative elements such as the flying figures in the vault were gradually substituted with more realistic trompe-l'oeil statues. The vault houses the figures of Zephyrus and Flora, an allusion to the season of spring and to the rebirth of nature. Small winged boys dance about on the frames, holding wreaths of flowers or blowing bubbles, a reference to the fleeting nature of the season and of life. Even the original floor, which has now been replaced, helped to harmonize the overall decorative scheme.